This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Phil Wood, co-host of Talkin' Baseball, heard every Sunday between 4 and 6 p.m. Eastern Time right here on the Radio America Network. He's also a contributor to the baseball coverage on the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network, which provides baseball coverage, obviously, in the Mid-Atlantic part of this country. We want to get Phil's reaction today to the death of legendary baseball figure and longtime New York Yankees owner George Steinbrenner, who passed away due to a heart attack early this morning at the age of 80. And Phil, great to have you with us as always.
Thank you, Greg.
Obviously, George Steinbrenner was one of those larger-than-life figures. In the end, I guess his reign in the Bronx was a success. What made it a success?
Well, what made it a success was the success of the team on the field. But this is a guy who really changed the game in terms of arriving on the scene just before the advent of free agency and then using free agency to build a winner. Back in the day when you actually could buy a championship, he did just that in the late 1970s when he bought the Yankees. They had a farm system that was somewhat moribund, and he understood that, and they went out and bought the best players money could buy. And obviously, he brought the Yankee mystique back to not quite what it was with Mantle and Maris and DiMaggio and Ruth and Gehrig, but almost the same, obviously based more on the economics of the game as opposed to actually building a winner from the bottom up.
In terms of his vision, do you get the sense that he understood the benefits of free agency and the changes of the game before other owners? Did he just have a better understanding of how a winner was built?
Well, I think that's exactly right, Greg. I think if you look at his history, having actually owned a professional basketball team in the early 1960s in the now defunct American Basketball League, he owned the Cleveland Pipers, who were just another team, and he bought them, and he hired Bill Sharman as his coach, and they won the championship. He signed Jerry Lucas out of college before the NBA could. Now, unfortunately, the league folded before Lucas could play for the Pipers, but that gave an indication of the kind of guy he was. The people who had known George going back into the 50s and early 60s would tell you he was always a guy who would have his hand into whatever he was involved in. It didn't matter whether he had any background in that particular sport or endeavor whatsoever. He felt like, I own a piece of this, therefore I've got the last word.
His early years in the Bronx, obviously the Yankees won two world championships in the late 70s, and then of course they've won six world championships since the mid-1990s. In between, though, an 18-year gap, which is an eternity in the Bronx for a world championship ever since the Babe Ruth era began, and most of that time was known for volatility, hiring, firing managers, just a lot of chaos. What did that tell us about him, and did that hinder, perhaps, the ability to put another winner on the field as soon as he would have liked to?
Oh, I think the lack of continuity in the front office and the revolving door in the manager's chair, I think that really changed everything. I think that he got so involved that he could not allow patience to play a role. If the club wasn't winning right away, well, somebody had to take the fall for it. And it wasn't just the manager and the GM. He was known for being very petulant in terms of firing people in any department, doing anything at all inside the Yankee organization. So I think that he reached a point where he almost became a caricature of himself. And finally, he kind of stepped aside and allowed real, honest-to-goodness baseball people to make a lot of those decisions, and they got back on track.
What do you think was the key to him realizing that? Why did he suddenly let Joe Torre and Brian Cashman do what they were hired to do?
Part of it is, I think he looked in the mirror and saw an elderly gentleman. He saw a guy who was getting up in years, and I think he thought, well, before I shuffle off this mortal coil, I want to make sure that I leave this ball club in good shape. I want to make sure that people will remember me for being a winner, not for being a guy who won a couple of pennants early on and then basically screwed things up.
Over the last few years, of course, the Yankees have had the largest payroll. They have for a very long time had the largest payroll by a mile. And some will say the legacy of George Steinbrenner is just what you said earlier, basically that he bought a champion. And obviously there were key players from the farm system that came up, some of which are still with the team and have been so for well over a decade, like Derek Jeter, Andy Pettitte, Jorge Posada, and so forth. But is his largest legacy is that he would spend whatever was necessary to win?
Well, there's no question. And obviously, they had an unlimited budget. One look at the size of the Yankee payroll compared with everyone else. But he also had the foresight to understand that a regional sports network that would carry Yankee games throughout that part of the country, the Great Northeast, was going to be an absolute cash cow. And so the establishment of the YES Network, which became the model pretty much for every other regional baseball network across the country, that's where the most of the money comes from for the Yankees.
How will he be remembered amongst the other owners? What did they think of him?
Well, I think he had his supporters and his detractors, but I think that the big thing George Steinbrenner did is that he kept the nation's baseball fans focused on baseball. Whether you loved him or hated him, you knew he was there. And if you knew he was there, then I think naturally by extension would follow what was going on in Major League Baseball.
And in terms of the All-Star game this evening, what type of tribute do you expect tonight?
Well, I expect there'll be some tribute. I think it's going to be difficult to do anything that is maybe fitting the size of his character. I mean, in terms of a moment of silence and some kind of video tribute, I can't imagine they'll do much more than that. But you've got the Yankees losing their longtime PA announcer, Bob Shepard, and then hot on the heels of that, their longtime owner, George Steinbrenner. They're going to run out of places to put black armbands and patches.
Well, a very tough week in the Bronx for the Yankees. Phil, always a great pleasure to have you with us. Thanks.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
Phil Wood, contributor to the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network and their great baseball coverage. He's also, of course, the co-host of Talkin' Baseball, heard on the Radio America Network every Sunday between 4 and 6 p.m. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.